is a story that provides the background, the foundation of how we're to understand the relationship between men and women and why we are the way we are. This is a very important story. Even Jesus referred back to this story as the foundational point when explaining the theological and sociological truths about what it is that we do when we are together and what it means to be married. Well, as those of you who worship ate a sermon notes insert, I invite you to take that out and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning. There's some parts there that both men and women on the back of that, you'll notice that you'll want to take notes on that, whatever your respective sex is. So what do we learn from this story? I want you to pay close attention because what we're saying today will next several weeks. The folks you'll be inviting, or at least I hope you'll be inviting, will catch on just fine, but you'll have an opportunity to get a head start by being here today for this foundational story. First, this story teaches us that God designed men and women differently. God designed men and women differently. Well, most of us have heard this book from, it's called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. There you go. How many have read this book? Well, how many have at least seen the book on your shelf? Going to read it someday. No, just kidding. All right. Well, it is an interesting read, and we're going to touch base with this book throughout, many books actually, throughout this teaching series. But in the book, John Gray's basic assertion is that we are so radically different as men and women that it's no wonder that sometimes we really can't stand one another. We are radically different. So different in the way that we are wired, in the way that we think, in the way that we process information, in the way that we respond to that information, in the way we make decisions, the way that we are truly different. Physical differences that I thought would be a little fun, but I think probably, in all honesty, well, they feed and fuel, maybe, our psychological and our emotional differences between the sexes. Men and women differ in every cell of their bodies. Our chromosomes, the basic building blocks of who we are different in men and women. XY chromosomes, they really aren't XY, but they are kind of shaped like that. XY chromosomes for men and X chromosomes for women. So every cell in our bodies are different. Perhaps because of this chromosomal women in the United States normally live 3 to 4 years longer than men. However, ladies, a man's teeth usually last longer than a female's. So you may live longer than us, but you'll be gumming your food. So men. Men have a higher metabolism than women, so that allows us to eat more without gaining as much weight. Women have shorter heads, broader faces, less protruding chins, shorter legs, and longer trunks than men. The first finger of most women's hands is longer than the third, which is just the reverse in men. Women have more water in their blood. They have 20% less women feel more tired more easily, and they're prone to faint. Men, I'm sorry, it's not because of your good looks. Men are 50% stronger than women, but a woman's heart beats 72 beats per minute, and her blood pressure is usually about 10 points lower. A woman also has 30% less breathing power. And finally, a woman stands higher temperatures better than men. Just a few things that I thought were interesting. However, way beyond the physical, we are fundamentally different. Gray does